The new legislation has a long list of bullet points. It funnels money through grant programs to deal with the epidemic on multiple levels, from implementing plans of safe care for substance-exposed infants to regulating opioid prescribing practices to making permanent a policy allowing nurse practitioners to prescribe medication-assisted treatment. Delaware is identified as one of the states hardest hit by the opioid crisis and is receiving a concentration of federal funding through the legislation that's not available to all states. Delaware Substance Abuse and Mental Health Director Elizabeth Romero says one new policy sure to help the first state is a student loan repayment program for substance use treatment professionals working in areas hardest hit by the opioid crisis.
That will be a huge opportunity for the state to be able to bring in additional practitioners as well as professionals who can help us combat the crisis in places where we have a severe shortage of those who can actually help.
Romero says the legislation will also add support to the state's START program, embedding peer mentors in emergency departments to connect overdose patients to treatment. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.